Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing?
Good. Did you receive my email?
Yes. Yeah, so I got your email. That had the equipment application on it. All good there. As well as the invoice for all the equipment. What we need to do first is I need the documents for the original loan, the $80,000 that I...
What kind of loan do you want?
Remember the documents I sent out for the working capital loan? It was $80,000.
The capital loan, $80,000, is for my name, right?
Yeah, that one. I need that one back from you first. We're going to do that one and then do hers right after we get that finished. Just because they're for the same business, we want to do one at a time.
Okay, so actually, you know, I don't get any documentation for my name's one. The $80,000.
Okay, let me send you the documents. I needed you to sign some documents, remember? I sent them to you about last week. I can resend them, though. Can you take a look at that?
Yeah, you can resend it to me.
I'll resend them. If you want to sign those and get that back to me, that will be for the $80,000 working capital loan. And
okay.
We went over that already. And then we'll also do the equipment financing after that one under your wife's name.
Just know about the separate, just go starting with my wife's name too, just starting. Because actually it's the same about the same company, but different DBA, different company names, and then different owners. So you make about the separate cases for that.
That's what we're doing. So we're going to do yours first, and then do your wife separate, second
okay,
after.
Okay, so if you can possible, you know, can you start with my wife one first? Because I want to know exactly how much is going to come out from the equipment loan. Then I can deal with the another building for that. So.
I see.
We
were going to try and do it the other way around just because we have your deal ready to go already. Like the documents are all. So you want to try and do the equipment first and then see what you have left over and then try and do the capital?
Because, you know, the 80 is going to be, I can use it, but the other than the equipment loan, and she can use it. So, you know, it's for all the separate account, we can use both of them now.
Okay, so we're doing the 80 first. I'm going to send you the documents, sign those, get them back. We're going to fund that for you, like, probably in the next few days. And then the equipment, I have that in. We're going to submit it after I'm done with the $80,000 one that goes into your account. Then we're going to submit the equipment one, get all that done, and sometime next week we'll have both of them done.
Okay, but please, you know, when I send the documentation, after that, don't send me the money, right? Because, you know, I just going to be waiting about the answer for about another building owners. So I don't need about as soon as possible. So when I'm ready, I'm going to tell you about it. Just put in the money in my bank, and then they're going to put it in money, okay?
So when do you want the $80,000
by? That's why I want to know about the equipment loan first, you know, so.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna talk to your underwriting department and tell them what you want to try and do here, and we'll go from there. I'll give you a call in a little bit, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right.